Good morning. It's Izzy Lyman. Welcome to the Your Defending Father Show. This is the second half of the first hour, and it's the Ides of March, and we have a great guest. Welcome, Mr. Todd.
Good morning, Izzy. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing phenomenal. Thank you so much.
Excellent, excellent. So, Todd Smallenberg, he is running for the 106th House District seat, and he's actually in a primary race right now. And we want to talk to you about all kinds of topics, but let's start with your campaign. How is that going?
It is going great. It little slowed down during Christmas and New Year's. It's kicking back up. I have a spaghetti dinner tonight at the Mayo VFW. At 6 p.m. So come on out, one and all, to meet the candidate and ask me any and all questions you got for me. And then we have next weekend, I'll be doing tomorrow we'll be in Sheboygan at the St. Paddy's Day Parade, and then doing the pub crawl afterwards.
Oh, how fun. I like St. Paddy's Day and parade. So that's going to be – are you going to do green, obviously?
Absolutely. my wife and I had some T-shirts made up specifically for St. Paddy's Day.
Very good. Also, tell the listeners, because not everybody's going to know, what is the 106? Where are the counties in it, important cities and so forth?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a total of six counties. One of the counties have been cut during their districting in portion. So you got Sheboygan, you got Presqu'île, Montmorency, Alpena, Alcona, Oscoda.
Okay. And Oscoda is where you're from originally, right?
Oscoda, Michigan, not Oscoda County.
Oscoda, Michigan.
Yeah, yep. I grew up and I graduated there since first grade when my dad got stationed there at Work Smith Air Force Base until when I enlisted in 1983 and left and joined the Marines and did my 39-year career.
Wow. And thank you for your service.
It was my honor and privilege, but thank you for those kind words.
Yes, of course. And tell us, what is the hardest thing right now about campaigning? It sounds like you enjoy it. I know your wife, Lynn, helps you, but what's particularly hard?
It's not hard. It's just, you're going to all the counties. So we're so spread out that, if I hit Sheboygan and I got to be in Alpena, that's half your day is driving.
Sure.
And everything. So that's the biggest portion is just the movement to and from events to go meet folks. But I really enjoy it. I enjoy meeting folks. So that way they know exactly who I am, what I stand for, because I believe the way to victory is just to make sure people understand the differences between Cam and I and what I'm willing to do. And I've already proven my love of this country and my willingness to fight for it, both figuratively and physically, is that I'm willing to do the same thing in Lansing, to go down there and fight for the constituents to make sure their voices are being heard as their representative, not the special interests and the lobbyists like Cam does.
Mm. What are you hearing from the folks that you're meeting about? What are they most concerned about, worried about?
Well, I think, there's a general consensus, but there's no cookie-cutter approach to each one of the counties because they all have distinct issues. But the general thing is, one is the economy, of course, how it's really impacted all of us. The lack of jobs up here, thanks to the Whitmer and the Democrats' policies. Mm. And then also, the lack of affordable housing, that just impacts everyone. So it's just those are the general themes that you hear about. And then each one of them has their unique things in each one of the counties that they have. So, it's just you got to listen. That's the most important thing is, when I first started, I went to each one of them, talking to the sheriffs and everyone else and saying, hey, what's your issues? What's the impacts? What can I do when I'm down to Lansing to support you and help you achieve, what the biggest issues you have?
Right. And those two issues you mentioned are sort of under the broad umbrella of property rights and property in terms of our money and our homes. And that's definitely where people are very much at these days. But talk a little bit to me about immigration. Is this an issue that's coming up among the folks you're meeting with?
Well, yeah, I mean, we're seeing in the headlines, and it's just not, you know, from the borders. You know, it's literally here. We've read the stories about Grand, you know, over in Travis with the bus breaking down and the 19 yep. illegals, you know. And one thing we need to stop doing is falling prey to the left's talking points. We got to stop saying migrants and immigrants and immigration. There's a fine line between all of them. And the most important thing we got to discuss is about illegal aliens. That's the impacts it's having, because you know, we're not anti-immigrant. We're not, you know, anti-migration. You know, we literally have started from that. But what we are, the difference is we're anti-illegal alien. There's a process to go through in this country, and it's the legal way. You know, when we were stationed in Arizona at Yuma Proving Grounds, that's a border town right there. Mm-hmm. And my kids grew up with a lot of folks, a lot of great people that are naturalized citizens. And they're the first ones to tell you, you know, it took them 7 years. It took them $25,000 and all different variants between that. But they're the ones that will say, make them get back in line and do it the right way. I had to do it. They need to do it. We cannot reward people wittingly breaking our laws. You know, that's not the way a rule of law nation operates, nor should it be. You know, and now we're seeing the ramifications of just opening our borders. You know, there's reports a couple weeks ago about Venezuelan gang members breaking and entering in Detroit.
Yep.
You know, I mean, so, and then we read every day of assaults, murders, and rapes. You know, is that what Whitmer and the Democrats want in this state? I don't want it. Our people deserve better than that. You know, we can't let people, you know, Whitmer, oh, let's open our homes. What about homesteading? You know, what happens if people come into your homes and they just decide not to leave after you're being gracious and open your doors? Or worse yet, what happens if they assault, murder, and rape your family? Because we don't know who we're getting through our borders today. We know for a fact there's gang members. They're violent crimes. There's an article in February 28th where, guess what? Venezuela murder rates have dropped significantly. Why is that? Because they opened the jails to their criminals and allowed them to come across their borders.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is the definition of insanity.
Oh, 100%. And I, too, grew up in a middle-class Latino community in Miami, Florida, so I know exactly what you're talking about. But what we have here are millions and millions and millions of people, and it doesn't look like it's going to end, that are coming into our country. They're thoroughly unvetted, and it turns out that it's a huge population of these people. It appears to be criminals. They're already criminals for coming in illegally, but criminals, shall we say. So I'm very glad to hear you say all that. I certainly think there's something very wrong in Lansing where they don't even care about this issue. I myself have contacted Governor Whitmer's office 3 times for comment on that bus situation in Grand Traverse County. And obviously, as you can imagine, I've gotten no response. But anyway.
Shocking, right?
Right, yeah. Right. We press but, on, Todd. We press on.
Yeah. But, you know, Izzy, the more important thing, especially because, you know, my prior career is the nefarious actors coming across the border, the military age males. You know, my life I spent overseas stopping these people from coming. We did what we call during our sensitive site exploitation, we did biometrics enrollments and DNA buccal swabs, you know, and the reason we did those is to feed CODIS, the FBI, you know, server. That is to protect the homeland. And we know several of these people that have come across the border are on CODIS that popped because we did their enrollments overseas on objectives that we knew they're nefarious. But the problem is the getaways. You know, how many of them gotten away? And they're not here for the betterment of their life. They're not here for jobs. They're here to attack citizens. So we all need to remember when the next attack occurs, not if, but when, it is going to be Biden the Democrats' faults because they're putting our citizens in jeopardy. And that, to me, is as your most important job as elected official is the safety and security of the American citizens. And they are derelict in their duties.
Amen. The situation in Mikasa County, that's not your region, but do you support what those folks are doing to push back against the CCP involvement with this Goshen plant?
Absolutely. China is our enemy. And those are their words, not mine. They want to destroy us, and we're inviting them into our state, giving them keys to the car, and then giving them our money as incentives. It's ludicrous that we're doing this, because all they're going to do is do what they've done in other places. They'll come in and they'll hire a couple hundred of our Michiganders, and within 3 years, they'll all be replaced with Chinese citizens.
And that's exactly what I think.
And they've done it, and they'll do it again. And China is in here, and they're going to be close to Camp Grayling, and they're going to be spying on us, our intellectual property. They'll be stealing like they always do. And it's absurd that Whitmer and the Democrats are allowing this, and some of the Republicans have voted for this. You know, my opponent put money in SOAR funding that's being used to help that. You know, I mean, and if you're saying that you didn't know it was going to be used or whatever your excuse is for doing that, then you're showing that you're incapable of making the right choices as the representative of this district, and you don't deserve the job you have. You know, we have to have deep thinkers that are able to do analytical reasoning to understand what the ramifications of those votes mean. And if you're not able to do that, then step aside and let people in there that are willing to fight and ensure the security and the safety of this state and this nation.
Yes, and your opponent has voted for corporate welfare in other regards, also another reason to replace him.
Right.
So, Todd, in the time that we have left, tell us your social media, your websites. I want to get that in there before some music starts tinkling here.
Oh, no, not a problem. So I've got the plethora of them. Except for TikTok. Okay. I've got my Instagram, you know, Todd Smallenberg for state rep, my Twitter, Todd Smallenberg for state rep, and my Facebook page is Todd Smallenberg for state rep. I also have the Truth Social, and I have Rumble and YouTube, and it's all Todd Smallenberg for state rep. So I've got my videos out there. I've got my posts out there. You have ways to contact me.
Yeah.
I'd love to, you know, if anyone wants to set up a meeting for me to come in with family and friends, I'll be more than happy to, because the more people I meet, the more informed they are of the drastic differences between Cam and I. So come August, when they go pull that lever or mark that paper ballot, I wish it was all paper ballots, that they know who their candidates are and where we each stand, and they make an informed decision.
Excellent. So electsbomber.com. Thank you so much, Todd, for joining us. God bless.
Thank you too, Izzy. God bless and have a wonderful weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana, and you will not get high. Vicki and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Good morning, Izzy Lyman. So glad if you've joined us. Just joined us, great. And if you've been with us, great too. Let me give you our text line. It's 231-758-7707. And I pose my earlier question again. What news do you listen? Do you watch? Do you read? How do you get your information? Love to know. And I'm back to sharing more information of my own, of articles that caught my eye this week and that I wanted to run by all of you and see if they pique your interest in learning more. But I'm going to read you something I wrote. It's just a very short little blog post. I am involved with Emmett Responsible Government. It's a grassroots watchdog group of our local government, volunteer effort, nonpartisan. But, of course, we have a bent toward limited and small government. Anyway, I wrote this blog post the other day, and it's titled Happy Birthday, Robert Emmett. Did you know that Emmett County is named after a young European insurrectionist? Yes, I use the I word. Bear with me here. Robert Emmett was born in Dublin, Ireland on March 4th, 1778. He was the son of a doctor. He attended Trinity College in Dublin, and he had a flair for oratory and for what we would call community organizing, in quotes. He was so passionate about the cause of freedom and against the oppressive British crown that he led the Irish Rebellion of 1803. It was a failed uprising of 200 men armed with pikes, that's spears, not fish. They were headed to Dublin Castle, the seat of government. Emmett was captured, tried, and convicted of high treason and hung and quartered. He was 25 years old when he died for the cause of Irish sovereignty. Emmett's speech from the dock, which is the way they say the courtroom back over there, is legendary. It contains the line, "Let them and me rest in obscurity and peace, and my name remain uninscribed until other times and other men can do justice to my character. When my country takes her place among the nations of the earth, then and not then, let my epitaph be written." So in the spirit of Ireland for the Irish, we salute and remember Robert Emmett in Emmett County. And sadly, I don't think anyone in this county, hardly anyone, even knows any of this or cares. I mean, there's a portrait of Robert Emmett in the county building in Petoskey, and the poor man never even gets acknowledged, so I'm happy to acknowledge him. And there is another county in the United States. It's in Iowa that's also Emmett County that's named after Robert Emmett. And there's some statues and some other nods to him. But again, these snippets, these vignettes, this connection to the past, this kind of person that they want to cancel. And sometimes you cancel folks just by ignoring them and not even mentioning them. And that's kind of what they're doing a little bit to Robert Emmett in Emmett County. But I'm glad to not cancel him at all. I'm glad to remember him, especially as St. Patrick's Day comes up and we honor the tradition of the Irish and the Irish Americans in our own country and those that came here. And so maybe my question to you is, who's your county named after? Who's your county? What's your county stand for? Maybe find out. Do you have a seal? Maybe look at it. It's really a very educational and even, dare I say, fun exercise to find out why our counties are named why they are, and maybe give a nod to history if it's a good thing, and if it's not, well, that's okay too. We're just learning, but we're not in the business of denigrating any particular reason why a county is named after. We're here to inform and educate, and I'm glad for that part of Emmett County. I am actually, dare I say, even proud of it. So, all right, one more little item here about Northwest Michigan that I think you might be interested in. So there's a favorable poll out there for the Health Department of Northwest Michigan. Obviously, it was not commissioned by this show or myself. So let me just read this to you. 70% of residents in Antrim, Charlevoix, Emmett, and Otsego counties have a favorable opinion of the Health Department of Northwest Michigan. The number includes 30% who have a strongly favorable opinion. The positive results come from a public opinion poll survey conducted from January 28th through February 1st by an independent public opinion and market research firm. Let me say it's not that independent, but I'll get that to that in a minute. Quote, a 70% favorable rating is very impressive in today's world, said Charlie McGinnis, president of Friends of HDNW, a nonprofit group based in Harbor Springs, which funded the survey. And it was a survey of 400 adults in the four counties, and they're just ecstatic over this ridiculous Health Department of Northwest Michigan. And can you imagine starting a nonprofit to give kudos to this massively well-funded department that was horrible during COVID? And some of you know that because you went to meetings to complain about mass mandates et al. But anyway, the so-called independent research company, EMC Research, has other clients, the Human Rights Campaign, which is a very aggressive LGBTQ plus group, the NEA, National Education Association, you know what that stands for, right? Dumbing people down and indoctrinating them. And Planned Parenthood, those are the kind of clients this independent research company have, and there's a bunch of others. So again, you knew this was going to have this bent, but it's always good to look further to see who's controlling the data, who's controlling the microphone, who is controlling the debate, so we're not bamboozled by these people when they put out these sunshiny press releases and tell us all is well in the land. Don't you buy it. You ask questions. You investigate. You push back against Charlie McGinnis and the Friends of HDNW, nonprofit based in Harbor Springs. These are very wealthy people that have the time and the resources to do this kind of thing, while the rest of us are forced, literally forced, to pay for the bills at the HDNW. So we are sounding the alert on that. Anyway, we're going to break. When we come back, Rusty Chatfield will join us with his history lesson. And thank you for listening. I'm Izzy Lyman.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is 10 o'clock.
Michigan News Source is brought to you by My Pure Health Solutions. If you want to lose weight and feel great with a custom program,